Blackstone Publishing presents The Real Watergate Scandal, Collusion, Conspiracy, and the Plot That Brought Nixon Down by Jeff Shepard. This book is read by Chris A. Bell. To the outstanding group of men and women who served honorably and with distinction in the Nixon administration. Preface. When this book was first published in 2015, I predicted that the Watergate cover-up trial would one day be studied not only for its importance in the political history of the 1970s, but also because in a time of intense political turmoil, the Fifth and Sixth Amendments due process protections were cast aside in the all-out effort to topple a president and imprison his most senior aides. This prediction is now well on its way to becoming true. The documents reproduced in the appendix remain startling in their revelations. I have spoken about their significance at 24 law schools, at judicial conferences for the 3rd, 8th, and 9th circuits, and at continuing legal education courses for the American Law Institute. No one has come forward to challenge the authenticity or meaning of these documents, which remain proof positive of extremely disturbing judicial and prosecutorial abuse. Perhaps not surprisingly, additional documents have continued to surface. Now available for public review are the handwritten notes of James Vorenberg, a professor of criminal law at Harvard and the first man hired by the Watergate special prosecutor Archibald Cox. Responsible for staffing the Watergate Special Prosecution Force, or WSPF, Vorenberg kept a careful record of its activities in anticipation of a comprehensive report of its accomplishments. He improperly took those notes with him when he left the prosecutor's office and returned to Harvard Law School, where he eventually became dean, and they remained unavailable to researchers until shortly after my book's publication. Transcriptions of the salient portions of Vorenberg's notes are available at http://jeffshepard.com/wp-content/uploads/2015/06/ad-7-41.pdf. If anything, they are even more disturbing than documents from Leon Jaworski's confidential Watergate file, which he also took with him when he left office. Jaworski's file became available for public review only in 2013, in response to my request under the Freedom of Information Act. The Vorenberg notes show, Jaworski shared details of his secret sessions with Judge John Sirica at several senior staff meetings, meaning these meetings and their purpose were well known to other Watergate prosecutors. When his staff expressed reluctance to
Sample complete. Ready to continue?